This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We've decided to just, this is dumb. Are we really doing this?
Yeah.
We're hungry.
Actually, I am.
It makes me sad to talk about this. We want to know what's the perfect sandwich.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it can be, like, if you have some weird recipe, I'm getting back into sandwiches. My son, I don't know what happened to him. Like, normally you know what you did to scar your kid, but Noah will not eat a sandwich anymore.
He
will not eat a sandwich.
Maybe he had too many, like, in school for, like, lunch, packed
lunches.
I don't think so. Hmm.
Like, yeah. He just won't, like, it's like, oh my God, we're starving. Oh, there's a Subway. No, I'll just wait.
Oh, even like a Subway. Oh,
no, yeah. Not a sandwich, period. Oh. No sandwiches. Huh.
Yeah, then that's weird. Because I get the sliced bread thing. I don't.
Mm. Yeah.
But will you eat a sub?
A sub, yeah. It's got to be a sub. I don't like a just sliced bread sandwich. I don't.
I don't want to get into all the details of this because I've already told the story on the air. But like Jersey Mike's is now off my list because I screwed up and ordered a Jimmy John sub and then went in and tried to pick it up at Jersey Mike's. And now I'm embarrassed to show my face.
It's been enough time. Although you just brought it up, so now you have to wait again.
Yeah. I think you should tell the whole story. I think it's a great story.
Like, I have an assortment of wigs and whatnot. I've thought about disguising myself and going in to get a Jersey Mike's sub.
I don't want them to think I'm weird.
Well, you honestly could order online on the app.
That's what I do.
No, you did it for the other place.
No, I ordered at Jimmy John's, but I walked into Jersey Mike's. I'm like, where the F is my sandwich?
Exactly. So there's no history on Jersey Mike's. So they're just going to be like, oh, it's a new person.
No, but if I walk in, it's the same girl. It's like, I'm picking up an order for Michael. She's like, wait, are you the Jimmy John's Michael? Yeah,
you're the one who berated me because I was like,
what? You gave me somebody else? You idiot! Will you make minimum wage over here, idiot? I didn't say any of those things, but I'm just... Anyway, there's sort of some stats out there that what makes a perfect sandwich? And I think we all sort of have... Like, we've done this before where we talk about, like, peanut butter and jelly. Do you do peanut butter on both pieces of bread with jelly in the middle?
No.
People do, and that's stupid because you got this slippery thing. You're basically making a zit. Like, the jelly is just gonna come out. Yeah. The jelly needs to be on the bread.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If the jelly's only touching peanut butter on both sides, it's gonna be like.
And it's gotta be on toast for me.
Really?
It does?
I can't eat a peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, there's something about just like a soft PB&J. Even when it kind of gets stuck to the roof of your mouth, I love that.
Like white bread.
Yeah.
Ugh. But I'm seriously going to vomit.
Really?
It's a weird thing. I can't do a PB&J. I could do it on toast. It's got to have
a
little crunch.
What about Uncrustables? You can't do that.
Oh, no. Ugh.
What?
God, the Uncrustables. And you know what I do with the Uncrustables?
What?
I don't even let them thaw out.
Oh, yeah. It's a little frozen. Yeah.
Like frozen peanut butter. You're like, I've broken a tooth on an Uncrustable. They're so good.
Just stick a popsicle stick in it or
something. No! Oh, God. No.
I don't want to lick the bread.
Yeah, I don't want to lick it. Because it's like Wonder Bread.
You like that? The PB&J? Yeah.
Oh, it's so
PB&J
good.
PB&J is such a throwback sandwich.
It is.
Mm. I let my daughter make it the other day for me, and she just doesn't get it.
Oh.
She didn't do the ratio right. There's not nearly enough of either thing.
Yeah.
It needs to be, like, because you have two slices of bread. You have to have, like, two slices of bread worth of peanut butter.
Yeah.
And at least that much jelly. It's got to be sopping. Yes.
50-50? I don't know. I'm just hung up on the sauce. It's got to be toast. You got to toast it.
There is something,
though.
Because
then you can eat it for breakfast.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's a good breakfast.
Let me just say this before we start launching even farther into our perfect sandwiches. According to this survey, the perfect sandwich is Black Forest ham, cheddar cheese, and tomato. And I'm like, you're not even close. Like, you've got dry bread right there.
Yeah.
You need mayo or mustard on that bad boy. I know that tomato's adding some moisture. Like, my daughter eats turkey and cheese, and I'm like, what are you doing?
Just plain, just
yes!
On sliced bread?
Yes! Or do you have, you have to have, if you're not a mayonnaise or mustard person, I'm okay with that. But then you got to do it Mike's way. You got to have some like,
some oil or
yes!
something.
What if she put ketchup on it?
Ew. I would disown her. She would be up for adoption.
That would be worse than the dry sandwich.
She put ketchup on a Chick-fil-A sandwich the other day.
Okay. That feels so wrong.
It's so wrong.
It does need a little crunch. Just the turkey, cheese, soft bread. Just
I don't know if it needs crunch. It needs more. There's not enough there. Plus, I have like multi-grain bread.
Mm-hmm.
So it needs help.
Oh, my God. What is going on? What do you eat?
Multigrain bread is good for you. It's fiber.
Yeah, just cut up an Amazon box and use that. What's the difference?
That is not a terrible idea. I get a lot of orders from Amazon.
Yeah,
I
could
be saving bread money. All right. So if you want to describe to us what is the perfect sandwich, we want to hear exactly what you do.
This is so dumb.
It is. It's dumb, but it's going to be epic because we're going to get new ideas.
Yeah.
303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
There is something that no matter what sandwich you have, as long as it's on like not a hoagie, but like a just regular bread.
Yeah.
One thing that you have to do that always makes it better.
Cut in half.
Yes. Which way?
Oh, are you a diagonal girl?
Yes. All the way.
Mm. Really?
It is good.
It always makes the sandwich better.
Because that first bite on the corner, is perfect. It fits in your mouth.
So if it's square, if you got to, like, if you go straight, like, it depends on what I'm doing. Like, grilled cheese, sometimes I do it because I want the rectangle to be able to dip in the
What about the corner?
The tomato soup.
The, like, long corner.
I don't know. I feel like I'm going to stab myself. I'm not around edges a lot.
Your bread is kind of rough.
My bread is like a little grainy. Yeah, I exfoliate as I'm eating.
Which that's what I think. My strategy doesn't really matter what's on the sandwich. It's all about the bread. You got to get just
hoagie.
We just renamed this whole thing. It's sandwich strategy is what we're calling it.
Okay. Oh.
What's your sandwich strategy? I mean, it can be about cutting it. It can be about what ingredients go on it.
Yeah.
But it's like, what is your sandwich strategy?
Okay.
I'm saying that really weird. Sandwich strategy.
But it's all about the bread. It's got to be just give me the thickest, softest bread that you can. Or toast. But if
make
it's
up
like a
your
sandwich,
mind. Thick or soft?
What do you mean?
Can you not have it thick and soft?
No. No. What are we talking about? No. You're describing uncooked Texas toast. It's this huge piece of bread. It's like doughy.
Yeah,
like,
Texas toast. There you go. That's right. What's
wrong
with
Texas
toast?
No, because like a baguette, like I do a sandwich on a baguette or like what Jersey Mike's have, that's thick.
But it's not soft? You don't think?
No, and it's crunchy. It's like a baguette is like.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't go thick and soft. Thick and soft feels like a recipe for disaster.
My mind's wandering, sorry.
I'm just saying.
Thinking about other stuff.
Like, are you literally saying you wouldn't toast Texas toast and you'd make a sandwich on it? So you just have this ginormous, Marmaduke sandwich.
Yeah, I used to make grilled cheese when I worked at the Snack Shack at the pool when I was in high school. And I would have to go into the restaurant and I would sneak in because they had Texas toast on the inside. And I would take two slices and put it back.
Of uncooked Texas toast.
Yeah, and then I'd make my grilled cheese out of it. So it's just bread.
That would be a great thing for a grilled cheese, for sure.
Yeah.
Like Sonic makes grilled cheese on Texas toast.
Oh,
but
yes.
You have to get it there because I've got
just
it to
Sonic's
go.
Sonic's whole line would be my perfect sandwich.
It sucks because then they put it in the little aluminum foil bag and it sweats.
Oh,
and then it's just
then
a
then
soggy,
soggy
piece of crap. You got to have it. Like, never put it in the bag.
Well, I'm a soggy piece of crap. Look at me.
So yours is about the bread.
Yes.
And you don't care what's on it.
Not a lot. Don't overthink it.
If you're
don't
calling
overdo it.
And your sandwich is as sucky as T-Hacks, just hang up
good.
Right now.
Texas toast.
That's not good enough.
Where are my Texas toast people at?
They're not listening. Okay, Aaron, what's on yours?
I love
cutting sideways, but what else?
But like an Italian. Just what? Those are my favorite sandwiches. Mm. I can't have one every single day.
What is an Italian? I'm not sure.
Is it like salami?
It's every single. Let me tell you why I can't have them. They're my favorite sandwich. My favorite by far.
Mm.
But then I become a raver who's had way too much Molly.
What?
Because then you just can't. You know why people die from Molly?
Because they
can't stop drinking water.
Oh.
And when I eat an Italian sandwich, it's salami, it's capicola, it's prosciutto, and it's all these salty meats, and you're just like,
so good.
And then you're just like, and you're just so salted, and you just start drinking water, and then you get to that point where you like sit down on your couch and you hear that.
Oh, okay.
You get that waterlogged weird thing because none of it's being absorbed in your body. And it's like your mouth is so happy, but your body's like, oh.
Yeah, I feel like that every time I eat. What's the. Is that wrong?
And then all of a sudden the glow lights come in. Yeah. Yeah. All right. We want to. Is this going to work or is this going to be stupid?
I hope it works.
Yeah, people eat sandwiches still, I think, in this day and age.
We will stop the show and never do another show if nobody calls. We want to hear your sandwich strategy. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
In the history since Marconi of bad radio, there's been some stupid things, but this is the dumbest. We're talking your sandwich strategy.
Everyone has one. Yeah. I don't think it's dumb. We all...
I don't know that, like, I don't know that I ever think about it. Like, if
I remember telling you about grilled cheeses and saying you need to add, like, sliced apple and honey, and
that's
you,
stupid.
Yep, that was what you said last time.
That's stupid. Apple has no place
it's
in a grilled
so
cheese.
Good.
No, for sure. For someone with your limited palate, I imagine you might think that's good, but sorry, just kidding. I'll try it
Whatever.
Someday.
I'll never keep it to myself.
Antonio?
Yay.
What's your sandwich strategy?
So, Slacker, I did find the perfect sandwich. You do have to try it. It's delicious. It's from Beyond. They toast all their stuff.
Beyond?
Beyond.
Deons.
Okay.
Deons. And there's one in Commerce City. They're from
No,
Mexico,
that's right by my house.
Yes. And they're so good. And what I usually get is a toasted turkey and Swiss sandwich. And they give you a side of Greek dressing, and you pour that just right on top of your sandwich.
Okay.
And it's so good and juicy
Antonio?
And crunchy.
He hates it.
Is Greek dressing like white and creamy?
It's not white and creamy. No.
You're lying.
It's not. Like, I promise. It's not. It does not even look creamy. It looks like a, like if you ever had like a, like a, if you make your own dressing with like a vinegar, olive oil.
Okay. I might try it. I might try it. I'm going to say this, that I just discovered at Deon's because I love their pizzas. You can buy for like $4 three meatballs in a bowl.
Really?
I mean, when you're like eating pizza and you're like, man, there's a lot of bread here and I just want a little more meat.
Oh. I didn't know. Like, okay.
Fire a meatball in your head.
That's why I was like, how could you walk into Dion's and get a sandwich when they're throwing the pizzas and stuff? Dude, I can't walk away from the pizza.
But like sometimes you want a little something.
Okay.
I don't hate it, Antonio. I'm going to try it. I'll report back.
Try it.
It's not white and creamy. I looked it up.
Thank you for the call. You don't know what.
We love Antonio.
Jessica?
Yay.
What's your sandwich strategy?
Okay, so I actually work in a deli at King Supers, so I am very well versed in my sandwich meat.
Okay, nerd.
So what I want to do is to do a sourdough bread that you have to toast, and then you put like a garlic mayonnaise on it. Then you have the Boar's Head Pit Craft Turkey, which is like a lightly
Oh, the Boar's Head stuff is really good. Okay.
And then you got to do the Bourbon Ridge Ham, then the Chipotle Gouda cheese.
Boar's Head smoked Gouda is so good.
The Chipotle Gouda cheese is very good if you haven't tried it.
Okay.
And then lettuce, tomato, red onion, and avocado, and you got the best sandwich on the planet.
Okay, everything that but the red onion. Everything
but the red onion. All of it.
No, because you're going to make out with some stranger later.
Are you?
No,
tell
I meant
me what,
you. You're going to make
I
out.
I have no problem.
They have a problem with it. Tiana?
Hi, guys.
Yeah.
Hi.
What's your sandwich strategy?
Okay, so this was back when this specific sandwich store first opened. They had so many options on the menus, and it was one of those you go in, select your own on like a paper bag type.
Which? There used to be one over here.
I forgot
It's
about
a little
them.
Daunting.
Yeah.
It is, because I didn't know the protocol the first time, and I'm just like, hey, can I get a sandwich and like get a bag? And I'm like, don't you put it in the bag? Yeah. I don't understand why you're making me do the last thing. But then you write what you want on the bag.
Oh, okay.
Like you're checking, like you grab the turkey bag and you like wrapper, check lettuce, tomato, like you put all the check marks on it. Okay, so what's your strategy there?
Okay, so it was a white bun, to keep that simple, marinara sauce with the mozzarella, and it was a crab meat with onion and pineapple.
What?
Ooh, whoa.
You're saying marinara, crab, onion, and pineapple.
What are you, SpongeBob?
Yep. That is the grossest thing I've ever heard. Marinara?
You have to try it first.
Marinara with pineapple?
That I'm okay with.
No, you're not.
Like a Hawaiian pizza, that's what it is.
Marinara is so a lot, though. Like, there's just a little bit of sauce on a pizza. Oh, man.
I get lost at the crab.
The crab is a hard pass.
With the cheese and stuff?
I don't know. When people put cheese on tuna, it's like, ooh, it's a tuna melt. You're a freak. You're a freak. Because Powerball Pete gets fish sticks and puts American cheese slices on them and puts it in the microwave. And I'm just like, get out. Yeah. All right, Tiana, that's really weird. I don't feel great about it, but thank you. Christina?
Yes.
Yes. What's your sandwich strategy?
I think it needs to have oil and vinegar on it. I mean, like the perfect sandwich is a hot pastrami on dark rye.
I'm in.
Rye bread, it's like, how do we make bread suck? I don't know. Put rye in it. The Reuben is literally
one of the greatest sandwiches of all time.
Rye bread.
Sauerkraut, delicious.
Corned beef, which is just nasty.
Amazing.
Corned beef is only good on one day of the year, and that's because you're hammered.
And then
you take pickled gross cabbage.
Delicious.
And it's like, ooh, here, put this all together on one. Look at T-Hack.
Yeah. You think I've ever had either of those?
No, of course not.
Iowa boy,
you like rye bread?
I love a Reuben.
Oh my God, you're such a weirdo. Rebecca.
Yay.
What's your sandwich strategy?
Okay. Just in a pan, turkey, cheddar, some onion, grill it up. Toast some bread, throw it on barbecue sauce. That's it.
Are you saying barbecue sauce like Ted Lasso? Or like you put it on there?
No, I think she actually...
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.